days. We had learned yesterday quickly the Amud. Let us go back to the Mishnah. Kira shesiku bekash ubegavovo naisnin oleo tafsho. A kira, which we had mentioned yesterday, was a type of an earthen barrel that there was a fire on the bottom, and there were two openings on the top, and if one wanted to cook something, he could put it on the bottom, toicha kira, he could put it on top of the kira. Kira shesikua, if they heated up the kira, bekash ubegavove. We learned yesterday, machlekes Rashi and Tosfos exactly what kash ubegavove is, but al kaponim, for practical purposes, it is a fuel that after it gets burnt, there are no coals left over. So if that is the fuel, naisnim oleha tafshul. So one is permitted to put a tafshul on top of the kira, and we will have a machlokes in the Gemara if naisnim is speaking about Erev Shabbos, that Erev Shabbos one is permitted to put a tafshul on top of the kira, or it is speaking about in Shabbos, and then naisnim means chazore, one is permitted to, after he took it off the kira, he's permitted to return it on the kira. Begefes ubeitzim. What is if the fuel that was used was gefes or eitzim? Gefes is the psoilus of sesame seeds. After they squeeze out the oil, so the pulp that is left over is good for fuel. The gefes of eitzim, the similarity between gefes and eitzim is that after it burns, there are coals that are left over. The gefes of eitzim lo yitein. He should not put the tavshul on the kire since there are coals there. Ad sheyigroi, oy ad sheyitein eseifa. He has one of two alternatives. Either he'll take out the coals, or he'll cover the coals with ashes. Let us see Rashi. Kira asuya kein kedeira. We learned yesterday the Maram says kein kedeira means that it is made out of the materials that a kedeira is made out of. It's made out of, it was an earthen type of a stove. You can put a kedeira inside of it. As we mentioned before, you can put it on top of it. The Mishnah speaks about on top of it. So the Mishnah says as follows. If the fuel was kash, zanvois ashi boilim, gavovo hanigvav minasode. So according to Rashi, that means, zanvois ashi boilim means when you cut the kernels of tvuah, so this is the bottom of the kernels, this is the psoilus that is the zonot, that gets cut together with the kernels of tvuah. And gavovo means hanigvav minasode, that means this remains after you cut the tvuah. There are chalokim of the tvuah, not of the tvuah, of the psoilus that still are attached to the ground, and later they go and gather it together, they cut it off and gather it together. Gefes psoilus shel shumshimin shahitzi shumna. This is the pulp of sesame seeds after they took out the oil. So there it is only permitted to put a tafshil on it ad sheyigreif hagecholim, till he shovels out the coals. Now Rashi says as follows, and the Pashtus Rashi is learning now pshat in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is speaking about Erev Shabbos, and one is not permitted to put a tavshil on top of the kire unless he takes out the coals. So what's wrong? What's wrong if I leave the coals? Mishum the Maisiv Hevel. So Rashi says because the coals give out hevel, they give out heat. V'taime perishne b'peirik delel. We've said pshat before. Shemo yichate b'gicholim. He might go and stir the coals. Now, let us see the Rashi Le'el, Rashi daf lamedalad amit beis. Rashi daf lamedalad amit beis shows us a gemara which is speaking about hatmonim. Let us learn the gemara for a few minutes. The top of the gemara. Mipnei ma'omru ein toimnim b'davar ha'moisif hevel. Why did Chazal tell us one is not permitted to be taimin, to cover a pot, bidavar hamaisif hevel, with such material that give out heat? Va'afilu mi ba'id yoyim, erev Shabbos, one is not permitted to cover the pot with something that gives out heat. So the Gemara says, because if one will be taimen the kdeira b'dovah hamaisiv hevel, gzeira shemo yatmin beremetz. So any material that's maisiv hevel will be mutter. So he won't make a difference, and he'll be matmin the kdeira, he'll cover the kdeira with ashes, which also give out heat. Sheyesh bo gachelas. And in these ashes, there are some coals there. Amalei Abaye v'yatmin. So what's wrong with that? What's also wrong? He's putting it mi ba'id yoyim. He's covering it mi ba'id yoyim. He wants to be assured he's going to have chamim Shabbos in the morning. So what's wrong? So the Gemara says, Gzei reshemo yechate b'gicholim. Let us see Rashi. Minei ma'omru ein toimnim b'dovar ha'moisif hevel v'afilu mi ba'oid yoin k'disnan lekamon loy b'gefes v'loy b'zevel. These are materials that give out heat. V'aval gav distam atmonim b'ba'id yoimu. So what is wrong by covering a pot mi ba'oid yoin b'gefes? What could be wrong? So the Gemara says, if one person will be toimen in gefes, another person will be toimen b'remet. Eifer hamur v'gecholim, ashes with coals mixed into them. So the Gemara asks, so what is wrong? V'yatmin dama b'id yoimu, it's before Shabbos, what's wrong? Gzei v'shemo yechate v'gecholim mishach ha'sheicha. He might come and stir the coals. Shebo levashel ha'kdeiro. Now why does he want to stir the coals? Maybe the pot is not completely cooked. The food in the pot is not completely cooked. So therefore, they asked remetz, they asked gefes or to remetz, and remetz maybe they'll be gecholim. And if they'll be gecholim, maybe he'll stir the coals in order to cook it better. And they were geyser af bebishla kol tzolcho. Till he takes out the coals, or he covers the coals. The Omar, Rav Yitzchak bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Shie, Kitmo, if he put ashes on top of it, Vahubaro, Mashna lecham in Shuchmi Boidyoim Kol Tzolcho, Vitavshil Shabishil Kol Tzolcho. Chen Omar Rabbi Yechele. If he put ashes over it, it'll be mutter. Ashes will be mutter. So now, Rashi over here sends us to Perikire, and Rashi says it is only mutter if kitmo, he put ashes over it, then it is mutter. Now, L'chayre, Rashi is speaking about two different things, and Rashi is medama one thing to the other thing. L'chayre, the Gemara daf lamedalad amet beis is speaking about hatmone. Hatmon is a seder that one covers a pot completely before Shabbos, and they were geyser to be matmen bedover hamoisiv hevel shemo yechata begecholim. That is the gzeira. Here we are not speaking about hatmon. Here we are speaking lechayre. We are speaking about a person put a pot over a kire. The pot lechayre is not covered. There's no hatmon. And Rashi is medame the iser hatmone bedover hamoisiv hevel to our Mishneh. And Rashi says just like ktima helps over there, ktima will help. Rashi is medame both halachas. So before we try to understand Rashi, let us see Taisus. Lo yitain ad sheyigroif. One is not permitted to put a kdeira on top of the kire till he shovels out the coals. Perish bekuntres, mishum aisofa taisvis hevel, because it's maisiv hevel. Ve'ein nira l'ri. So the ri disagrees with Rashi for a few reasons. Reason number one, if you are asering to put al gabi kire because it is giving out heat, afilu grufa k'tumeh maisef esevel. Afilu you make it grufa or k'tumeh. We'll speak about grufa in a minute, but k'tumeh, you're putting ashes over it, it's also maisef hevel. Yaiser mikama dvorim hashnuyim bamemetoimnim. That means that the chazal asked to be matmin b'dover ha-maisef hevel, b'gefes, b'zevel. This is a material that gives out some heat. But could one compare gefes v'zevel to a hot oven that you put a layer of ashes over it? This is zichem maisef hevel, more than gefes v'zevel. So if you are saying that the isa to put al gabi kire is because it is maisef hevel, if that is the chesaron, so memeila grufa ektume is not a trufa. Grufa ektume does not take care of the problem. Kasha number one. Kasha number two, va'oy dechananye shori lahashois, we will learn in the Gemara, that according to Chananye, Chananye holds that one is permitted to put on a kire, apsha'ein a grufa, even though it's not grufa, that's what Chananye holds. So what is Taisa's second kasha? So Taisa's second kasha is, so you see, but Chananye was never matir to be matmin dovav hamoisev hevel. So you see that kire and atmona are two different things. They're not interchangeable. Elo davke batmona. So Taisiv says the inyan, the iser of hoisev hevel is davke batmona. Avolahashois shori. But shiye al gabi kire, when the kdeire is not covered, so that's muta. So memele, the iser of atmone falls away, even though it is moisef hevel. Atmone davke, if the thing is surrounded with a dover ha moisef hevel, that is the iser atmone. If you are not surrounding the kdeire, the iser atmone does not apply. Then there's only a iser shiye. Isser Shia is Ursha'ina Grufe Osri Rabon and the Hananye, Mishum Dilma Osri Lachatuye. When it is not Grufe, so the Rabon of Hananye asked, because he might come and stir the coals. This is a, if it's not Nisbashel called Solchoi, we will see if something is not Nisbashel called Solchoi. So the Rabbonin, the Chananya Aser, Duma Osir Lechatuye. The Meiri explains Shitas HaTaisvitz. What is the difference between Hatmone and Shiye? Hatmone is also if it's Moisiv Hevel. Shiye is Mutter if it's Moisiv Hevel. Shiye is only Aser if there are Gecholim. If there's no Gecholim there, so even though it is Maisif Hevel, it is Mutter. So the Meiri explains as follows. When a person is Matmin a Kedera, what is he doing? He's covering the Kedera with a material, he's insulating the Kedera to ensure that it should be hot. He's doing a pool, he's covering it. This person wants to make sure that he's going to have hot food tomorrow. A person who is dying on hot food, this person, well, let me tell you the lashon of Meiri. The batmone, hoyel umegale, daitoi, shalachamimusoi, umechazel, tzoyrech mocha,
He's doing it. It's a big job. He's covering it, surrounding it, wrapping it up with a dover hamoisiv hevel, that he wants to make sure he's going to have chamim tomorrow. Vadai misyore yu al kach, umechazer latmine bedover hamoisiv hevel migufoi, v'yesh boch shash hatmone beremetz. That means the harder he could be matmin it, the better it will be. And by such a person, we were chayish, Dilma, he'll be taimen beremet. That's all one big zayre. If he's looking to be taimen with a dover hamoisiv hevel, gefes, devil, eventually he might come and be matmen beremet and ashes, and there might be gecholim, and this person is lohut, that it should be hot. So by him they were geyser, Dilma osi lechatuye, and this is a dover muskim, bein alibe de chananye, bein alibe the chachomim. When a person puts a pot on top of a kire, so we see he's not so interested in the heat of the kire because the pot is exposed. He's not insulating the pot. He just wants it to be warm. So memele, the gzeira of atmone does not apply already. So here there's a new gzeira. There's a gzeira, but since there are coals on the bottom, we are afraid he might stir the coals. That depends if it's not nisbashel kol tzolchoi. We are afraid he might stir the coals. Chananya held, we're not afraid, we'll see in the Gemara, and the Chachamim held, we are afraid. He might stir the coals. That is dafke, if the coals are still in the kira. So afraid he might stir the coals. If he is goyrev the coals, he takes out the coals, so he covers them with ashes. So memele, so then that zera already of Shema Yechata doesn't apply. Ayer is fault Moisev Hevel, so does Geit Menishton. The Isra of Moisev Hevel was only said by Hatmone and not by Shehiyah. That is Shitas Hatoisis. Shitas Rashi, that Rashi was Medame. Rashi was medame hatmone in shiye. Rashi says, since he's moisev hevel, so Rashi stels to one to the other. So there's a machlokes arishonim, what is pshat in Rashi? The Ran and the Meiri brings down one pshat in Rashi, that Rashi learned pshat in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is speaking about a kedeira that is covered. What is it covered with? It's covered with towels, with blankets. It's covered. No, towels and blankets is not chesaron, because towels and blankets are materials which are not ma'isiv hevel. But this covered pot is put over a kire, that the kire is ma'isiv hevel. So the halacha is, if you have a covered pot, and even though the covering alone is not a source of ha'isofes hevel, but you have another source of a sofas hevel, so that is also, that falls also into the category of atmone bedover hamoisiv hevel. So other rishonim learn pshat, that Rashi learned that the Mishnah is speaking about a kedeira tmuna, and it's an al gabi akire, and that is equal to a kedeira that's moisiv hevel. Because if it's tamun, it's equal to atmone bedover hamoisiv hevel. Because you don't need that the materials that are covering it should be ma'isiv hevel as long as it is insulated. And there is a source of a sofas hevel of additional heat coming through. That is our loch of atmone bedova ha'ma'isiv hevel. Why did Rashi have to learn this pshat? Why does Rashi have to say that it's speaking about such a pot? There's a very interesting lashon in the Baal HaMoir. The Baal HaMoir says, because Rashi saw that Perek Kire is Mutman bein Soif Bameh Madlikin and bein Bameh Toimin. That means the end of Bameh Madlikin speaks about Hatmone, it speaks about that bein Hashmoshe is V'toimnim, that's the last words of the Mishnah Bameh Madlikin. V'toimnim es hachamin. That's the end of Bameh Madlikin. The next Perek is Bameh Toimnim. So if the Tane was Matmin, Perek Kire, between So that means it's speaking about Atmonim. That's what the Baal HaMoreh wants, that's one pshat the Baal HaMoreh wants to say in Rashi. The Meiri wants to say another pshat. Could be that Rashi held that it's not speaking about a kedera that is insulated. We're not speaking about such a kedera. We're speaking about a poshek, the kedera al gabi kira. And Rashi holds that this is the same aloche of hatmon. It's all one thing. It's all one thing. You're not allowed to put a kedera in a matzev of hisofes hebel. That means that is also. It's no chilik if the insulation is maisev hebel or putting it al gabi kir is maisev hebel. It's all one big zere. Shema yatmin beremet. You put it on top of the kira. You might put it inside the kira. It's all one big zere. So memele. So Rashi holds that shehiye al gabi kira she'ene grufe. That's similar to Atmona. It's all one inyan. This one inyan of Eisofas Hevel that Chazal asked Gzeire Shema Yatmin Beremetz V'yichat. So Memele, it has the same halachas. We don't have to make a kimtis. That is Shitas Rashi. Now, Taishvus Esther Kashan Rashi, if you'll say this, that this is called Moisef Hevel, and it is the din of Moisef Hevel, so how does Grufe Uktume help? Grufa Ktume is also Maisif Hevel. And this Kashe, the Meiri brings down two Terutzim. One Teretz, the Meiri says that Grufa Ktume is, even though at the present time it is Maisif Hevel, that is true, now it is giving out heat, but this process of taking out the coals or smothering the coals is making that it should be poiches v'hoilech. That means it's going to misneinenes or mitztanenes. If now it is moisiv hevel, which is true, it's giving out heat now, but this is not a consistent heat. It's going to stop and get cold. Adovah ha-moisiv hevel that Chazal asel is, for example, gefes zevel. Gefes v'zevel is chemically, this material, kiseida, gives out heat. It'll give out heat now, it'll give out heat in an hour, it'll give out heat in 5 hours. The chemical contents of gefes and zevel give out heat. That Chazal also, the one is not permitted to be matmin v'dovar ha-moisiv hevel. But Gecholim only give out heat when the Gecholim are there. If you'll be goyrif the Gecholim, or you'll smother the Gecholim, so the Gecholim are now in a matziv, which even though now it is giving out heat, but it is oimid that the chaim should become this battle. It's oimid to become this tanning. This does not fall into the category of Dover HaMaisiv Hevel. This is one teretz that the Meiri in the Ran also says this teretz on Shitas Rashi, that Grufot Ktume, since it accomplishes that the source of heat is going to diminish, so therefore it doesn't have a din of Grufot Ktume. Rav Moshe Zechayinu Levroche in Tshuva Tzadik Gimel wants to say that we put a blech on top of the range, the lumdus is, this is ktume. We are covering the fire. So Rav Moshe says, so this lumdus of covering the fire, if we, according to Rashi, will not help, because the whole lumdus is, we are saying, through smothering the fire, the source of heat will diminish, and that's not considered moisiv hevel. By putting a blech over the fire, you did not accomplish anything. The source of heat will remain. Now the Meiri says another lumdus in Rashi. It is very interesting. I think Rav Moshe Zechayinu Levroche wants to say this lumdus in Rashi, but he says that the Rishonim didn't learn like that, so he doesn't want to say it. But the Meiri does say another lumdus in Rashi. And the Meiri says this is Nika lumdus. The maila of Grufa Ktume is an act of showing he has a source of heat, And by covering the heat, so he's lessening the heat, so he's doing a pula that is showing he's not interested in the heat. Fakel, he's lessening the heat by putting a cover over it, by taking out the coals. So doing a pula v'yodayin to lessen the heat, even though the heat can remain yet, but I'm doing something to show I'm not interested in a large amount of heat. For Kelt, I'm doing a pula to lessen the heat. So that does not fall into the gzeire of osa lahatmin b'dovar ha-moisev hevel. Dovar ha-moisev hevel is, if a Kelt, he's insulating it and covering it and doing everything possible to ensure that the heat should remain. There it is also. If this person is interested in heat, I'm such a person, we're afraid shema yechater. But if a person did a pula b'yadayim to diminish the heat, so by him that doesn't, so this is not similar to be matmin b'dova ha-maisiv hevel, and therefore it is mutter. And with this we understand another kasha that Taran asks on Rashi, which is a meiridike kasha, the whole gzeire of atmon b'dova ha-maisiv hevel is shema yatmin b'remetz. He might surround the pot with ashes, and in the ashes there might be coals, and shema yechata. So the whole gzeir of Dava Maisev Hevel was the combination of ashes with coals. So what's the mile of ktume? Ktume is before you have coals, and now you put ashes. So this combination, Chazal asked ashes with coals. But the Miri says there's a tremendous difference, because over the ashes with coals, he didn't do a pu'ula to show he's interested in lessening the fakelt. He had ashes and he had coals and fakelt. Everything is adding heat to the tkteire. Mashenken over here, he had coals and he smothers the coals with ashes. Such a person we see, we don't have to be afraid of shemo yechate, and therefore this does not fall into the category of osa lahatmin bedova amoisiv hevel. The other kasha that Taisvis asks, we see Chananya held that one is permitted to be mashe. One is permitted to be mashe on a kire that is not grufa ktume, even though it's maisiv hevel. So that the Magine Shloime says that is true. Chananya did not hold of this diktaira. Chananya held that there is a difference between. Kananyal, there's a difference between Hatmone and Shehiyah. But Rashi is saying in Aliba de Chachomim. Now let us go further in the Mishnah. Beishamai Oimre, Chamin Avoloi Tavshul. Ubeisilil Oimre, Chamin Vitavshul. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Oy Acheyitain Eifer Agabi Gecholim, Lechasoisam uletananon. So here Rashi says what the lomdis of Eifer is, according to the first pshat and Rishonim, because it, eventually it's going to get cold. He's doing a pula to cover it and to cool it off. And according to the second pshat and Mir, it's also good. He's doing something that is lessening the heat. Beishamim oimrim, after it is grufa ktume, naisnin alea chamim achashe golfo. The loitzrichi levishuli, the leka lemigzer shema yechatim. One is permitted to put hot water that was cooked already. So the whole purpose he's putting it on is it should remain hot. So then there's no gzeire, the leka lemigzer shema yechatim. So this does not fall into the category of hatmone, that it was a gzeire shemo yechata. Avoloi tavshul, the neichalei bishuli v'osi lachtuye. A tavshul is also v'osi lachtuye. Now, let us understand what we are speaking about. We are speaking about a kira grufa. Number one, we're speaking about a kira grufa. There's no coals there. You took out the coals. Aval pikein, Beishamai says one is permitted to put on this kire hot water, because hot water is the light he's not interested in making larger the flames, or because it's cooked already. The lekala migza shema yichad avolay tafshil the neichalay bishulay. He wants it that tafshil. He put up a cholin. The more it'll cook, it's mitzdamik v'yafaloi. The more it'll cook, the better it'll taste. Is therefore va'osi lechatuye. It'll become and be mechate. So first of all, you have to understand if it's grufe, so what is he going to be mechate? There's nothing there. Be'emes in this kasha Rashi had, the Rishonim has this kasha. We passed osi lechatuye if you took out the coals. Therefore, the Miri says, therefore Rashi learned that to put an akire in hatmone b'dava ha-maisef hevel is one thing. When I'm matmin b'gefes, what, is there any chatuye over there? In gefes there's no chatuye. But Chazal said if you're matmin b'dava ha-maisef hevel, so gefes is equivalent to, gefes is equivalent to remet, and remet says gecholot. So memela, all atmonis v'dobar ha-maisef hevel, they didn't go and make a chart, this yon, this nit, if you can be matmin v'dobar ha-maisef hevel, even though in this case, pashnet osi lechtui, but they answered it. This is, maisef hevel leads to osi lechatui. Now, we have here grufe. Grufe is interesting. As Paisus mentioned now, it is maisef hevel, but it is oimed to become nitzanim. So this is, it's better than all maisev hevels, but it's still maisev hevel now. So Beishamai held as follows. If the now you look at the article already. If the article is an article that in Yisod you don't need to be mechata de gecholim, it is mevushal already. And in Yisod, it is not a real Maisif Hevel, because it's, he took out the Gecholim, the heat is going to die down pretty soon. So then they were Matar Chamin. Aber a Tavshul. Since a Tavshul is a article, that the Nechalei Bishulei Va'osi Lachtuyei. So Fakel, so Beisham I held like Tais Viskashe. Fakel, since it's now Maisif Hevel, so this still goes into the Gezeirah. Since this is a machel that one would benefit to be mechata the gecholim, if there would be gecholim, in order to that it should cook better, so therefore, so even though it's grufa, we still have the gzeira of osi lechatuye, like we have the gzeira of osi lechatuye by gefes v'zevel, even though theoretically it's not shaykh to be mechat over there, because everything is aloche ke'ilu et minoi beremet. According to the other Rishon, according to Taisvis, Taisvis learns that hatmane and ha'ashiyah is too welcome. So b'etzim, then we have to understand, so where the pastas are inyan of osi lachatuye by a grufe? What? How can one be mechata by a grufe? So this is the Rishonim asked this kasha, and in order to answer this kasha, there are two terutzim from Rishonim. One teretz of grufe is, he takes out the coals, but he doesn't go with a searchlight to see it right before Shabbos. He took out the coals, Could be there are coals left over. Grufa means he takes out the coals, but doesn't make b'dikas chametz erev Shabbos. So could be there, Chazal were afraid there still might be coals after he took out the coals. That is one mahalach. And another mahalach in Rishonim is a very big kula, that grufa does not mean you have to take out the coals. You push it to a side. It's pushed to a side. That alone, that's grufa, so a mele. Like this, the coals were spread over the kakoi sakire. So memela, I pushed it to a side. So memela, that's better already. But there's zikha possibility of dulmos ilachatuye. So beshamay held. So it matters if it is chamin, one geyser. If it was tavshul, we are geyser. These are the mahalchim. Inami. Niskaimo marshavtoi umerzi kimevashel.
Rashi says a different reason why by a tafshul beishamai asav, because niskaima marshavta yumerzekim mevashel. Before we explain this, Rashi, let us see a little further. Beishamai oimrim noitlin avoloi marzirim. In Shabbos, you had food on a kedere. You can take it off, gesundheit. Avoloi marzirin. After you took it off, you're not permitted to put it back on the kedere. Or beisilul oimrim av marzirin. Beisilul hold one is permitted to put it back on. Now Rashi says, loi marzirin b'Shabbos, the merzikim evashim. Now Rashi says here, anu lomdes. There's a tremendous difference between Erev Shabbos and Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, the whole reason of not leaving a tavshul on a kire, there's no issa mevashel. I'm doing everything Erev Shabbos. So there, the whole issa is out gzeiris. Maybe the molossi lechatuye, he might come and stir the coals, and there is a svore of, it is a svar by group of ktumi. Won't stay the cold. That's the sugya of shehiya. Chazore, when I put back something in Shabbos, is merzikim evashel. There's the issa of merzikim evashel. It looks like I'm cooking. That means even though theoretically I'm not cooking, it's this bashel called soltei. But someone looks at me and he sees me putting back on the kira in Shabbos, and it's bubbling and cooking, it's merzikim evashel. It's merzikim evashel. And Hillel holds, that's a svarim by Shammai, the merzikim evashel, af marzirin hoyel v'golof. And Beis Hillel holds hoyel v'golof, that means since there are no coals in the kire, or the coals were taken out or pushed to a side, so it's not merzikim evashel, but you're looking at the kire, you can see that this is not a kira that one cooks on. So therefore, Beis Hillel held there's no issa of merzikim evashel. There is a svar in the Gemara that Beis Shammai was asel chazore only by a tavshul. He did not asel chazore by chamin. We will have the svar in the Gemara soon. So that is pshat in Rashi wants to explain. In the Isser of Merzikim Evashel, by putting it back on, why does Shammai hold that Chazor is mutter by Chamin, and it is not mutter by Tavshul? So that's the Inami. Inami Rashi means to say, if we will say that the Mishnah is speaking about Chazor, and in Chazor Beis Shammai makes a chilik between Tavshul and Chamin, so Rashi says as follows, by tavshul niskaima marshavtoi. There he accomplished something when he put it back. He loves a dry cholin, and by putting it back in Shabbos, I took it off the kire. It was too wet for him. He put it back on. He took it off 3/4 hour later. This is the way he likes his cholin. So memeile niskaima marshavtoi. He accomplished something. Takert, leaving it back on, he accomplished something. The challenge is more done. Umerzikim evashel. That's the Inami Rashi wants to say pshat in the Mishnah. If the Beis Shammai is speaking about Chazore, and Chazore Gufa, there's a chilik between Tavshil and Chamin. Now let us learn the Gemara. Iboye lohu, hai lo yitain. That what it says in the Mishnah. If it is not Grufa Ktume, one is not permitted to put it on the kire. Are we speaking about Erev Shabbos or Shabbos? Lo yachzeru, does the Mishnah mean one should not put it on in Shabbos? He should not return it on in Shabbos. Unless it is grufa ktume. Avolishais, but Erev Shabbos, mashin afal pisha einei gorofa einei kotum. But shehiyah will be mutter even though it's not gorofa kotum. Umani Chananye. So then the Mishnah goes according to Chananye. The Sanye. Chananye Oimer. Ko shehu kemachol ben drisoi. If the machol was partially cooked,
and this partially cooking is a machlekes harishayim if it means a third cooked or halfway cooked. But this since it was partially cooked, the ben Rusoi, he was a ganev and was unable to make sure that his food was completely done because of the circumstances he used to find himself in. So memele, so kolshul kemachol ben Rusoi, if it is edible already. That ben drusoy would eat it. That means either a third or a half cooked. So that's called it's edible. Muta le shahoysoy al gabe kire af al pishe negoru fa enekot. Chananya says that as long as the food is edible, one is permitted to put it erev Shabbos on a kire, even though it's not goru fa kot. So Chananya, in other words, said that the whole chash of Shema Yovei Lachatois, he might stir the coals, that if the food is unedible, and it's in Shabbos, and in the Yezges, and Lakovit Shabbos, and both, that's a bitter in the Soyim. So Chazal asked, if it's not Gov of a Kotum, he might go and stir the coals in order to make sure it gets cooked. But if it is partially cooked and edible already, so Chazal never asked it. One is permitted to put on a kiri, even though it's not goruf hakotam. So if the Mishnah is going according to Chananya, and the Mishnah says one is not permitted to put it on the kiri if it's not goruf hakotam, so the Mishnah is be speaking about Chazor, about Shabbos. That in Shabbos one is not permitted to put it back on if it is not goruf hakotam, because Shabbos is the Issa of Merzikim Evashel. In Shabbos there is such an Issa, but Erev Shabbos, There's no Issa of Mezikim and Vashel, and we're not afraid of Shema Yechata also. That's one tzad in the Mishnah. That is not pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is Lishois Tnan. The Mishnah disagrees with Chananya. Lo Yitain means Erev Shabbos, one is not permitted to put the Tavshel on the Kire. Unless it is goruf v'kotum, be goruf v'kotum ain iloy loy v'chos kein lahavze avad the gevissin Shabbos and zich has to be goruf v'kotum. So that is the shaila how to learn pshat in the Mishnah. Toshma. So the Gemara says let's analyze the Mishnah and we'll figure out what the Mishnah is speaking about. Midiktoni trei bovi b'masnisin. There's a double machlokes in the Mishnah. One machlokes is beishamay oimrim chamin avoloi tavshul, that it's, one is only permitted to put on a grufa ktume dafke chamim and not a tavshul. Or beisilul oimrim chamim vitavshul, one is permitted to put a tavshul also. Beishamim oimrim noitlim avoloi machzirim. Beishamay says one is permitted to take off in Shabbos, but one is not permitted to put back on again. Beisilul oimrim af machzirim. Fine. Zuk the Gemara zay. If we will learn pshat in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is speaking about Erev Shabbos, so memele, then the Mishnah flows. If the kire was heated up with fuel that does not have coals, mashin oleh tavshel, you'll have to put Erev Shabbos a tavshel. Begafes ubeitim, but if it's heated up with a material that leaves over coals, lo yishe, he's not permitted to put on Erev Shabbos. Ad she yigroiv, till he'll take out the coals, or yad she yitin efer, he'll cover them with ashes. Umayin mashin, and now we just said before that by gruf or ketuma one is permitted to make shiye. It's a machlokes, what one is permitted to make shiye with. Beishamei oimrim chamim. Beishamei says, chamim only hot water. Avoloi tavshel. Ubeisilul oimrim chamim viv tavshel. So there's one machlokes. There's a machlokes in Hilchos Shehiye begrufe ktume what one is permitted to be mashen. V'chihei de pligi belishoish. Just like there's a machlokes in Shehiye pligi nami belahavze. Now there's another machlokes in the Mishnah by Chazor. She beishamei oimrim noitlin avoloi machzir. Beishamei hel afilo by grufe ktume only Shehiye is muter erev Shabbos, but you're never permitted to return it. One is permitted to return it. So memele, if we learn that the Mishnah is speaking about Shehiyeh, so then then the whole Mishnah flows. Let us see Rashi. Kotum einu nosan eifer ala gecholim, the eifer mitagimino kitma, ashes. Trei bodi, beishame oimrim chanim veloi tavshel. Vesuto nebov achrite, noitlin veloi mavzirin. Umahin mavshin, now in the first bobe by shiye, mahin mashin, what is one permitted to make shiye with? Begogel for cotton. And then there's a pliginami bilahavza. As samuta lishois, the food that he was shoye erev shabbos. Kigoy, chamin lebe shamai. Vachamin vitavshin lebe silo. So now we have a machloikis, what is he permitted to put back? Period. So we understand the double machloikis in the Mishnah. There's a machloikis in Hilchis Shehiye, Mahein Mashin, and then there's another machloikis, something that one was mash, is he permitted to be mash? But if you will say that the Mishnah is speaking about Chazore, the Mishnah holds like Hananya, Shehiye, you do not need Grufa Ketumah. The Mishnah speaking about Chazore, so let's Chazor over the Mishnah. Tire sheisiku bekashe begavove magzirin oleh tavshel. You're allowed to put back a tavshel. Begefes ubeitim lo yachzer atche yigreif atche yiten eifer. Period. That's good. So that he can only be marza on a group of ketum. Umahin magzirin, what is one marzer? Because the Mishnah is speaking about Chazore. Beishame oimrim chamin avoloi tavshel. Ubeisil oimrim chamin vitavshel. And this lechayre here is the lomdis what Rashi says, because by tavshel beishame holds, given, by tavshel Rashi holds, the beishame holds niskaima marshafti merzikim evashel. That's why beishame asa merzikim evashel. And base Hillel holds, since it's grufa ketumah, bechlal it's not merzikim mevashel. So far so good. But let's go further in the mission. Beishamei oimrim noitlin, avoloi marzir. You're not allowed to be marzir. Beis Hillel oimrim af marzir. Now, so what does this mean? So you have to say, Beishamei said you're permitted to be marzir chamin. So what's the title loi marzir, you're not allowed to be marzir atavshul. So you're repeating yourself. You just said it. If the Mishnah is speaking about Chazore, so we just said in Hilchis Chazore, Beishamei holds your marzer chamim and not tavshul. That's what Beishamei holds. Beisilul holds your marzer chamim with tavshul. Now you're repeating yourself. Beishamei says you're not marzer tavshul. Beisilul holds your marzer tavshul. Hasulamoli. Zot Rashi. El yamrit laharzit anan hochitan. Kloim akochi chochi mefash. That's we have to learn shat in the Mishnah. Besham yemim noitlim omarzirim akoch atavshel kain. Do shoru bachamim. There are matter to be marzachamim. Hasulam liyotan lereisha, but loy tavshel. We learned this already, that atavshel is also laharzit. So the Gemara answers as follows. The Mishnah is speaking about Chazore. So Taisus says, it doesn't say a doichik now. So Taisus says, Mishum de kaimalan ke chananye ke moishe aforesh bezos Hashem, doichik luk mi mas nisen ke bosik. We paskin like chananye, and therefore we say the Mishnah is speaking about Shiye, it would be not be like chananye. So therefore the Gemara will go out of its way to say pshat in the Mishnah according to Chanan. So how are we going to say pshat in the Mishnah? There's missing a few words in the Mishnah. And the Mishnah says as follows. Avol, now here's a few words that are missing. So when do you need grufa for ktume? Only by chazore. Avol lishois mashin avol pisha eine gorof eine kotem. But she is mutter even though it's not gorof e kotem. That is chananye. She is mutter even though it's not gorof e kotem. Umahin mashin. Now, So, and since we added a few words, that the Mishnah is also speaking about Shehiyah, and Shehiyah is Mutter, Avilot Nagor of Ekotim. Now, in Shehiyah, there's a machloikis Beishami Beisalom. Umahin Mashin Beishami Oimrim Chamin Avoloi Tavshu. Davke Chamin Voloi Tavshu, Beisalom Oimrim Chamin Vitavshu. That's the first machloikis Beishami Beisalom. Ha-chazore, and now, that what the Mishnah started out by saying, that chazore is muta by grufa ktume. Ha-chazore da-omri loch lav divrei ha-kali, this is not a double muskin. El-amachloik is beishami beisilu. She-beishami oimrim noitlin v'loi mamzirim. Beishami was never matter chazore. Beisilu loimrim av mamzirim. Beisilu is matter chazore. Let us see Rashi. Lo'oi lo'meim aloch la'harzot na'am. That the Mishnah is speaking about la'harzot. When do you need group of k'tumah for chazoreh? V'ilu li'shois afal pishe ene gorev shori like Hananya. Aha, chazoreh da'omri lo. This chazoreh that I said lo'yarzot. Ad she yigroi. D'chi gorev mi'a shori. That chazoreh is mutter. If it is Goruf, that was the reish of the Mishnah. Lav divrei hakali. Ula beishamai, leisviralu. Beishamai does not hold of the heter chazore even by Goruf ekot. So bekitzer, we did not prove anything how the Mishnah is going. We have a oifen to say pshat in the Mishnah according to Hanan. So we as yet do not know pshat of the Mishnah. Toshma, the Omer Rab Chelbe, Omer Rab Chome, Bar Gurya, Omer Rab. So now the Gemara wants to be poish pshat of the Mishnah from the memra of Rab. Rab said as follows. Loi shonu, elo al gabo. The Mishnah was only matter al gabo, if he puts it on top of the kira. Avol is soicho, but if he puts it inside the kira, also. The Mishnah was matter, grufa ktume, only al gabo. Avol is soicho, also. I amrit bishloime laharzir tnan. So the Gemara says as follows. If we will say pshat, that the Mishnah is speaking about chazoreh. Haynu dishonik bein toicho la'al gabo. So now we can understand the difference between toicho and gabo. Eloi amrit lisho istnan. But if we'll say that the Mishnah is speaking about shehiyeh, Mali Toicha, Mali Al Gabo. What is the difference of Toicha, Mali Al Gabo? Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says as follows. Loishanu, Shir Yusa de Masnisen, that the Mishnah was Mater, Elo Al Gabo. What is the Mail of Al Gabo? Loinofish Havla Kulihai. There is not too much Hevel on top of the kire, avol teicha, but inside the kire, which is more hevel, is awesome. That was Rav's memory. So Rashi says like this: I amrit bishloime laharzir tnan, that the Mishnah is speaking about chazore, avol lishois mashin afilu b'she'en grufe. But she is muta. This was the last akimta that the Mishnah is speaking about chazor chsuri mechser. But by she afila ein gruf is also muta kidem chasrin alechesuri. So memela the Rabbi Chelbei ashir yuse the lishois al sheina gruf ekoy. If the Reish is speaking about chazor and by she is muta afilu ein gruf ektume. So memele, then I can understand the difference between al gabo or mitoicha. Heine de Shoni ben Teuchel al Gad. Why? The Chimashi le Teuchel, the Sheena Grufa, Matmin Mamish Peremet. So Rashi says as follows. We mentioned before that according to Rashi, Chananya, we mentioned that Rashi holds that if a person puts a kveira on top of a kira that is moisif hevel, even though it is not wrapped around, even though there's no hatmone, so Rashi said that we asa al agabi dovo shemoisif hevel. This is the same din of hatmone. But Chananya doesn't hold the shtik teira. Chananya holds that what the rishonim held. This is not hatmone. Hatmone is a different matzav. Atmon is a matzav. It's wrapped around with a davar ma'isiv hevel. Here it's on top of a kira. It is not similar to atmon. So the mele. So now we can understand Rav's memory. Our Mishnah is going according to Chananya, and our Mishnah holds shehiye is muta afilu eina grufa k'tume. So now we'll understand. So Rav said, we will mata ain't a grufa ktume. That is, Rav could be put it on top of the kire, because there is no similarity to hatmone. So mamela, there we want goiza, even though it's mice of heaven. Aber lesoicha, the chimashi lesoicha, the shayna grufa, matmin mamish beremet. This ash is there. It's mamish matmin beremet. So there's mamish hatmone. Hatmone, Chananya was never mater hatmone, is matmin mamish peremet. It's eine grufe, he's sticking the pot on the floor of the kire, and that's mamish hatmone peremet. Agavuche, other rishonim learn that if a kedere is put on a dovor shemoisif hevel, it's touching it, that's called atmone. Doesn't have to be surrounded by all three, four sides. As long as it's touching the gecholim, that's called atmone. And it seems that Rashi holds also like that. So if he put it toich hatano, it means he put al kakoi satana, matmin mamish beremet. So then we understand very good the lomdus of Rav. So Rav said, betoicho is also, because that's atmone beremet. Al Gabo is not hatmone, so memeila it is muta. Eloi amrit. That's if you learn shat that the Mishnah is speaking about. Chazore begrufa ktume, and Rav is speaking about Shia on eine grufa ktume. So Rav is so on the Shia of eine grufa ktume, there's a difference between Teichoi and Al Gabo. Eloi amrit lishoistnan. But if you will say that the Mishnah is speaking about Shehiyo al Gabo, and it's Eine Grufa Ktume. Tafilu li shoyz boy grufe. That the Tano she also needs grufe. Kiven de grufe, umi boy yoim hu noisne le soicha. So Rashi says, so since it is Goruf already, what is the mile of Goruf? The Tano holds that a dover hamoisif hevel has a din of atmon. If it's Goruf, it's not considered a Dova Maisa Devil. So finish. So given the Grufe, umi boi yoimu noises, it's not shash of merzikim evasha, le soicha. Mali toicha, mali al gabo. So what is the difference if you're putting it on top of the kire? If you're putting it on inside the kire, on the floor of the kire. There's no gecholim there, there's no atmana there. And it is not called, you don't have, it's not considered Maisa Devil. So what is the difference between Al-Gabo and Teicha? And since Rav made a chilek between Al-Gabo and Teicha, so we see that Rav learned pshat in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is speaking about when do you need Grufa Ktume by Chazore, and when do you need Grufa Ktume by Chazore, but by Shehiye, you don't need Grufa Ktume. And Rav said, by Shehiye, even though you don't need grufa ktume, but that's only on the top, on the bottom, it's mamish matmin beremet. That is the Gemara's Raya. Let us see again the Gemara. Toshma, Dama Rav Chelbi, Yama Rav Choma, Bar Giru, Yama Rav, Loi Shono, Ela On Gabo, Avo Lesoicha Osa, Yamrit Bishloi, Mela Harzir Tnan, that the Mishnah is speaking about Chazore, And the Mishnah is Rashi if they had a few words. And by Shehiye, it is Mutra filo grufa, eine grufa ktume, eine dishoni ben toichal al gaba. So by Shehiye, al eine grufa ktume, there's a difference between toichal al gaba. Eli amrit lisha is nan, but if the Mishnah is speaking about Shehiye, al grufa ktume, so grufa ktume makes it, it is not Moisef Hevel, mali toichal mali al gaba. So the Gemara answers, Misobres Rav Chelboy Areishekoi? No. He's not going on the Reisha of the Mishnah, which is speaking about Shehiye and Grufe Uktume. He's not going on the Reisha. Aseifekoi, he's going on the Seife. What is the Seife? Obeisilul Oimrim Af Marzirim. That Beisilul holds Chazore is also also. Omar Rab Chelbi, Omar Rab Chame Baguye. Aliyam Bishlam Elarzit, Nan Hain, Dishem Etech Lagab. Aliyam Lishes, Nam Ali Teich, Nam Ali Agab. So the Gemara says, Misobres Rab Chelbi, Areishi, Koi, Aseife, Koi. Rab Chelbi is not going on the Reish of the Mishnah, which is speaking about Shehiya Al Gruf Al Ktume. That is no difference between Al Gabo or Teicho. Oh, a safe coin, going on the safe. Oh, Basil, what does it say in the safe? Basil, loimrim, af marzirim. That chazore is also mutter, angrufe ktume. Vomarav chelbe, yomarav chome, balgu, yomarav. Loishonu elo al gabo. Avo toiche osser. Toiche is osser. It's osser to make chazore toich hakiro. Let us see Rashi, Aseife Koi, the Airi Bechazor, Avoreisha Lishesu, Ubein Toicha, Ubein Gabi Shori. Now, let us explain this for 1 minute. What is the dip? We pass like this, Lahaloch, Lamaise, that Chazore is Mutter al Gabo, and Chazore is not Mutter Betoicha. That means in our stoves, if a person, we have a blech on it, the blech makes a grufa ktume, so one is permitted. Chazor is mutter, he's permitted to take off the pot from the blech, the date to put it back on again. He's permitted to put it back on again. That is chazor. But if he had a pot in the oven and he took it out, he's not permitted to put it back. Now, what is the difference between toicho or al gabe? So the chilek is in merzike mevashul. The gather of merzike mevashul, so the toicha tanu, which there fault is more hevel than al-gabo. Al-gabo, it's surrounded with cold air. The only source of heat is coming up from the bottom. But toicha is the whole inside is a source of heat. So even though it is golf ekotum, but there's a iser of merzikim evashel to be marzer toicha kir. So memele, so that's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying, Rav is telling us, a halacha in Hilchis Chazor that goruf v'kotum only helps al gabo. Goruf v'kotum will not help to put back inside the kire, because then it's merzikim mevashel. Toshima beis kirois hamas imois. You have two kirois which are attached one to the other. Achas grufa ektume. One of the kirois is goruf ekotum, v'acha she'ene grufe ve'ene ktume. One is not goruf ekotum. So the Baraisa says, mashin al gabi grufe ektume. One is permitted to be mashe on the kire that is grufe ektume, ve'en mashin al she'ene grufe ve'ene ktume. But on the ene grufe ve'ene ktume, one is not permitted to be mashe. Period. Umahein mashin. What is one permitted to be mashe on the grufa ktume? So we have here a machlokes Rab Meir and Rab Yehuda pshat machlokes beishamei bisalim. Umahein mashin. Beishamei oimrim v'loiklum. So Rab Meir said beishamei held you're not permitted to be mashe anything on the eina grufa, on the grufa. Eina grufa is upkeret. Beishame oimrim v'loiklo. Ubeisil oimrim chamen. You're allowed to be mashe chamen. Avoloi tapshel. But tapshel is also in shehiyah. Okav, what happens in Shabbos you took off your chamen? Divrei hakel lo yachzer. You're not allowed to put it back. Divrei Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir said over, he said, Meir de kechumras Rabbi Meir, that by Shammai held, she is also on Gruf HaKtumen. They still held she is Mutter Bechamen, but Chazor is also Afilu Bechamen. Rabbi Yudah Oimer, by Shammai Oimerim, Chamen, Avoloi Tavshel. Rabbi Yehuda holds that by Shammai said she is Mutter Bechamen, Avoloi Tavshel. By still Oimerim, Chamen, Vitavshel. By Shammai Oimerim, Neutlin, Avoloi Marzirin. By Shammai does not matter Chazor. By still Oimerim, Av Marzirin. So this Rabbi Yehuda's Shtikteire sounds very familiar. If the Mishnah is speaking about Shehiyah, so our Mishnah is mamish going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Iyamrit v'shloime lisha istnan, that our Mishnah is speaking about Shehiyah. Masnisen moni Rabbi Yehuda. So our Mishnah is a duplicate copy of what Rabbi Yehuda said in the Machlokes b'Shammai b'Hillel. Elo yamrit lahazir tnan, but if our Mishnah is speaking about Chazore, but Shehi is Mutter, Afilu, Be'ene Grufe Ktume, is Masnisen Moni, Loi Rab Yehuda, V'loi Rab Meir. Then the Mishnah does not go, not according to Rab Yehuda, not according to Rab Meir. And the Gemara says as follows, I Rabbi Meir, Koshe Lebei Shammai Bechode, Lebei Silo Betalti. Il Rabbi Yehuda, Kashi Grufe Ktume, Kashi Grufe Ktume. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says as follows. Shtei kirois hamasimois, mechuboreis yachad. You have two kirois which are attached. Vekir shel cheres mafsekes beinem, and there's a wall between them. Mashin al gabi grufa ktuma. You'll have to be mash on the grufa ktuma. Leichashinon mishum desolik lahad lo meidah. That means, why did the Baraisa speak about two kiris? What's the gemash on the grufa? Because vi nisht vi, you're deriving heat from the eina grufa ktuma. But that doesn't matter. Umahin mashin al grufa. What are we mash on the grufa? So that's yeah. Layarza bishat. If you will say that our Mishnah is speaking about Shehiyah, the boy grufa, that you need grufa for Shehiyah. That by Shehiyah, there's a machlokes. According to Beis Hillel, chamim metavshul is mutter, begol. According to Beis Shammai, davke chamim not tavshul. Besayfe pligi bechazore. So the mail is beautiful. Mas nisun Rabbi Yehuda. Eloi amrit laharzir tnan. But if you'll tell me that our Mishnah is speaking about chazore, you need group of ktuma by chazore. Laharzir tnan the boy group. Avoli shois by shehiye loi boy group. Then it is muta. Afilu ain a group like Hananya. Uplukte de cham in vetavshul, she'ein oi goruf, kedimit de chasres, de metaratzis, lo, that's his epshat de mishneh. So then he shrek le, according to Rav Meir, koshe le bei shamay bechod. De kom ri bei shamay, bamas nisin mashin cham in av she'ein oi goruf. Bei shamay ozik bi mash, af ein oi goruf. Vohoch hi kom Rav Meir le bei shamay, da afil u goruf, loi klum. It also not to be mash anything, vachos mish ein oi goruf. In the Mishnah it says that she is Mutter Afilu by Eini Goru, and Rav Meir says that she is also Afilu by Goru. So it's Mamish Minakotza Lakotza. Le Beisilu Betalti, and then there's a double kasha on Beisilu. The Masnis and Shari Beisilu Lashis Chamen Betavshul Af Beshiyeini Goru. Vahoch Iktoni the Begoru. Number one, you need Goru. Chamin ain tavshiloi, ubeshayne goruf ain mashin klal. Olinyan chazore begoruf nam b'masnis lebeisul marzir. V'och iktoni okadivrei hakel lo yatz. So according to Rav Meir, geit zichenish. Vi Rabbi Yehuda, domenami ki masnisen mikol mokaim grufa ktum mikashe. Aber es ist schwer gerufen, dass man das nicht in Taraz, dass der Pflug der Kameis und Bescheine geht. Bescheuere, bei Schamme, Chamin, bei Salochamin, bei Tavschul, Och, ich tue nie im Aschen, auch gab ich eine Grufe, wenn ich tue mir klar. Plug the delicious, wie Grufe auch tue mir. So me meile, so it comes out, that if we learn Pshat in the Mishnah, that speaking about Chazore, so the Mishnah does not go, say according to Rav Meir, and say according to Rav Yehuda.